Syrian war torturer gets life sentence in Germany. By Breitbart London on June 16, 2025. AFP, a German court on Monday sentenced a Syrian doctor to life in prison for crimes against humanity for torturing detainees at military hospitals under former ruler Bashar al-Assad. The crimes committed by al-Amosa, 40, during the Syrian civil war were part of a brutal reaction by Assad's dictatorial, unjust regime, said the presiding judge at the higher regional court in Frankfurt, Christoph Koller. Mosa was accused of torturing patients at military hospitals in Damascus and Homs on 18 occasions between 2011 and 2012. In one instance, Mosa was said to have set fire to the genitals of a teenage boy and in another case, to have delivered a lethal injection to a detainee who resisted a beating. As well as crimes against humanity, the court found Mosa guilty of murder, torture and war crimes. The defendant denied the charges in the trial, which came to a close a few months after Assad's ouster in December 2024. Mosa arrived in Germany in 2015 on a visa for highly skilled workers at the same time as hundreds of thousands of Syrians were fleeing the civil war at home. He continued to practice medicine in Germany, working as an orthopedic doctor until he was arrested in June 2020. A former employer told German media they knew nothing of his past in Syria's military hospitals, and that colleagues described him as unremarkable. Slaughterhouse. According to prosecutors, Mosa worked at military hospitals in Homs and Damascus, where political opponents detained by the government were brought for treatment. Instead of receiving medical assistance, the patients were tortured and not infrequently killed, they said. In one case, Mosa was accused of pouring flammable liquid on a prisoner's wounds before setting them on fire and kicking him in the face so hard that three of his teeth had to be replaced. He also allegedly doused a teenage boy's genitals in alcohol before setting them alight. Other inmates were kicked and beaten, sometimes with medical tools, according to prosecutors. During the trial, the court heard testimony from colleagues and detainees, who said they recognized the accused, according to German weekly Der Spiegel. One former inmate said he had been forced to carry the bodies of patients who died after being injected by Mosa, Der Spiegel reported. Another witness said the military hospital where he was held in Damascus had been known as a slaughterhouse. At the opening of the trial in 2022, Mosa told the court he had witnessed beatings, but denied striking patients himself. The accused, however, said he was too afraid of the military police in control at the hospital to speak out. I felt sorry for them, but I couldn't say anything. Or it would have been me instead of the patient, he said. Germany has tried several supporters of Assad's regime under the legal principle of universal jurisdiction, which allows for serious crimes to be prosecuted even if they were committed in a different country. The first global trial over state-sponsored torture in Syria under the Assad government opened in 2020 in Koblenz, in western Germany. The accused in the trial, a former army colonel, was found guilty of crimes against humanity and sentenced to life in jail in 2022.